You're listening to The Natural World. For KLCC, I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, August 10th, 2 a.m. Bradshaw Vineyards, eastern foothills of the Central Oregon Coast Range. The serpentine shadows of contorted oak branches paint a twisted mosaic of light and dark against the straw-brown forest floor. The intensity of the incandescent yellow moonlight is bright enough to read by. Verdant rows of illuminated grapevines roll northward from my campsite, trailing over the contours of an undulating landscape. The bristly silhouette of the surrounding evergreen forest fashions a jagged border between earth and sky. The light of the full moon has erased all depth and nuance from the heavens. Only the brightest stars and planets shine through the overwhelming luminosity as sunlight reflects off the surface of our nearest celestial companion. The searing heat of the previous summer day is being replaced by a subtle intrusion of cool marine air. The cacophonous piping rumble of the combined chirping of countless insects contradicts the notion of quiet rural countryside. This, combined with the remote, hesitant hooting call of a great horned owl, creates a soundscape that is unmistakably of the night. The great horned owl is the most commonly encountered owl in Oregon. When hooting, it assumes a wren-like posture in which its body is tipped forward and its tail is raised vertically over its back as it exposes a white throat patch. This tiger of the air is at the top of the avian food chain, preying upon mammals as large as rabbits and skunks, as well as waterfowl, hawks, and falcons, and even domesticated animals like poultry, cats, and small dogs. Astronomers refer to tonight's moonrise as a perigee full moon. This is when a full moon is coincident with its elliptical orbit's nearest approach to Earth, slightly increasing its apparent size. When viewing a full moon, context matters greatly. Earlier, as I watched the moon rise above the horizon, framed between an ancient spreading walnut and a century-old barn, it seemed spectacularly large. This is an optical illusion, as the size of its disk, although seemingly much smaller when it is high above, is exactly the same size. A surviving fragment of Kalapuya legend may be an attempt to explain the devastating diseases introduced by Europeans in the 18th century. It tells of a young boy who heard a grouse hooting from the branch of an oak tree. The child sang and danced for 5 days beneath the tree. On the fifth day, the boy went home and slept for 5 days and ate nothing. He got sick. Many others got sick also. No matter how much they were doctored, everyone that got sick died. Other villagers seized the child when he was sleeping and buried him alive. Fewer people got sick, but it did not stop the disease. Now that child can be seen standing on the moon, holding his bow. This is KLCC's Natural World. If you have sightings or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.